I'm Detective Chief Superintendent David Sandall from Leicestershire Police. The police attended an incident around 9:30 p.m. last night in Welwyn Road in Hinckley. The police were called as a result of residents informing the police that there was a disturbance occurring inside an address in that street. Officers attended and identified the house, and negotiators and specialist officers attended the address to support the initial officers that had attended. In the early hours of this morning, the officers gained access to the property following a female who left the address with injuries. Officers provided first aid to the female, and she remains in a stable condition in a hospital at this time. At the time the officers were giving first aid, the officers entered the address and they found a male who has been pronounced dead within the address. Tragically and very traumatically, the officers on searching the address have also found two deceased children. At this stage, the inquiries are at a very early stage, and we are trying to understand what happened last night in the house, but also to understand the circumstances leading up to these deaths. We are not currently looking for anybody else as part of the investigation, but like I said, the investigation is at its really early stages. We've spent a number of hours overnight and this morning trying to identify the family of those that have lost their lives. As with all these types of investigations and incidents, where the police have had contact with those inside the house and then we subsequently find that someone has died, we have, as we have to, made a referral to the Independent Police Complaints Commission. I'm really appealing for anybody who has any information about what occurred last night in the address on Welwyn Road in Hinckley, or anybody that can give us any information to tell us about what has happened within this family leading to these tragic circumstances, to come forward, to contact Leicestershire Police by ringing 101 and quoting incident 748 of the 1st of November.